Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's David Ash, and here's what's happening. The snow has come and gone, but it created hazardous conditions for drivers, and city and state officials have been working to keep the streets and highways safe. KYW's Vic Ragapathy was on road patrol last night.
The city declared a snow emergency beginning at 9 Sunday night to give Eagles traffic a chance to subside. That means cars are being removed from emergency plow routes, and PPA has flat $5 rates at lots and garages. If your car gets towed, call 215-686-SNOW. Philly is also under a code blue and has opened warming centers across the city. Mayor Sherelle Parker.
This is about providing a warm and safe place for people to go during these extremely cold temperatures.
Meanwhile, more than 400 PennDOT trucks were working the road Sunday. Deputy Communications Director Brad Rudolph has tips for drivers to stay safe.
511 PA, the website, the app, find out what the roads look like, see if speeds are reduced, any vehicle restrictions, incidents on the roadways. You can also see where our plow trucks are.
Scott Sulkis of Wallingford drives for a living, so he makes a point of being cautious.
I'm not really that concerned. I'm just going to take it easy, and I hope there's not too much traffic out here.
In South Philly, Vic Ragapathy, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
The Eagles survive in advance. KYW's Dave Uram has reaction to the Birds' 28-22 nail-biter over the Rams.
When Saquon Barkley scored his 78-yard touchdown, his second TD of the game, it felt like it was over. The Eagles led the Rams by 13 with 4:47 left in the fourth quarter. But the Rams quickly cut that lead to 6. And had a chance to win the game and end the Eagles' season, but Jalen Carter and the defense kept them out of the end zone in the snowy conditions in South Philadelphia.
It was a little nerve-wracking. You know, we've been playing good all game, then they got a good little drive and got some points on the board, but we knew we still had to stay composed and calm and didn't let that get to us. And when our opportunity was to go back out there and get another stop, you had to make that happen.
How does it sound to be advancing to the NFC Championship game?
It sounds good. I want all the fans pop out, show love, and get loud, even louder next game.
Next up, the Washington Commanders, Sunday, 3 p.m. at the Link in the NFC Championship game. Things to monitor this week: the health of Jalen Hurts and Quinyon Mitchell. Hurts is confident he will play after taking a lot of hits in this game and appearing to injure something. Mitchell left the game with a shoulder injury. Reporting from Lincoln Financial Field, Dave Uram, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
And KYW Sheridan Howard was in South Philly with fans who say it was too close for comfort, but they will definitely take that win.
How you guys feeling?
We're feeling amazing. What a win. Should have been more easy, but that's a big W.
And what about those fans like Michelle, Kendra, and Teresa who were tailgating since the wee hours of the morning, who fought the good fight and came prepared with propane tanks, heaters, meatball sandwiches, grilling everything. And I mean everything. They were fancy. So what's on there? Grills popping.
Sausage and potatoes and onions and peppers.
Ooh, I mean the classics.
We know how to roll. We know how to roll. We're going to go, baby. We're going.
Go Birds. And Sam wants that parade.
I'm already ready. I'm already ready.
Mean Green.
Mean Green all day. Yeah, all day. E-A-G-E-S Eagles.
Missing an L there, Sam. But hey, L's are for losers, not for the Eagles. Sam says, hey, they can keep that L today. Sheridan Howard, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
In other news, SEPTA is hiring a new vendor to run its fare collection system. The issue is scheduled for a vote this week, as we hear from KYW's Mike DiNardo.
The SEPTA board Thursday votes on a new company to run its beleaguered SEPTA key fare card. Repeatedly last summer, glitches prevented key card holders from adding value to their cards. At a committee meeting last week, SEPTA board member Rob Fox called the current fare collection system under the firm Conduent antiquated.
We've had 30 outages of the system over the last year.
The switch to a new vendor, Cubic Transportation Systems of San Diego, would cost $211 million for the 12-year contract. Board member Dan Muroff asked how SEPTA could avoid the cost overruns that have plagued the key system. The transit agency's chief of staff, Liz Smith, replied that SEPTA anticipated that when seeking bidders.
What the vendor has bid on is what they have to deliver.
Conduent, in a statement to KYW News Radio, said it believes SEPTA does not need to spend millions of dollars on a new system when its objectives could be achieved through feature enhancements.
Mike DiNardo, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
That's the All Local. I'm David Ash. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. There's nothing quite like the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid when it comes to exhilarating efficiency. With hybrid technology and thrilling capability, these vehicles deliver an electrifying performance on every drive. Redefine your driving experience with Honda. Contact your local Honda dealer today about the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid.